재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵 한국에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간 Headline Korean. So keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea as we talk about a few headlines from this week. First one goes out to
개학에도 우유 소비 늘지 않아 업계 울상이라고 하는데요.
The dairy industry is about to cry as milk consumption does not increase even after school starts.
그래서 개학이라고 하면은 it's the beginning of the school. 그렇죠?
The beginning of the school year. You're starting the school year.
개학. 또 개강이라고 하면은 it means the same but for a college or for university.
So we're talking about 초중고, which is elementary, middle school and high school, and the milk consumption of this
우유 소비 우유 meaning milk 소비 meaning consumption 늘지 않다고 하는데요.
It's not increasing and so the 업계 the industries is 울상 looking sad about to cry tears on their face.
So 이 우유 업계에 따르면 초중고교 부분 계약만 진행되면서 우유 제조 기업의 학교 급식 입찰률 the bid rate이 예년에도 못 미쳤다고 하는데요.
So they didn't do as well compared to the usual or the ordinary years. According to the milk industry, the bidding rate for school meals fell because elementary, middle and high schools are only partially open.
그래서 급식 우유는 우유 업계 주요 이 수입 원이지만 코로나 사태로 등교가 금지되면서 매출이 급감했다고 합니다.
So the milk industry says that their main source of sales is actually school meals, but it had dropped sharply due to social distancing measures. So I'm sure that the milk industry, the dairy industry are on the team for going back to school in the near future. Our next piece of news, a sand shortage. The world is running out of a crucial but underappreciated commodity. So sand we know as 모래. If you go to the beach, there's a lot of 모래 있죠.
부족하다고 합니다.
There's a shortage. We're seeing a shortage of sand in the world,
전 세계에서. 고갈되다고 하면 it means to run out of.
We are running out of sand.
다 써버리다 or 동인하다, 고갈된다는 뜻인데요.
Now, this is very crucial, 중요하지만 lots of people think that, of course, it's underappreciated.
과소평가된 것이라고 하는데요.
It's a 과소평가된 상품 or 원자재, meaning commodity. So if you put all those together,
모래 부족, 중요하지만 과소평가된 원자재가 세계에서 고갈되고 있는 중이라는 기사인데요.
Now, I don't know about you guys, but did you know that sand is actually the world's most consumed raw material after water?
물 다음으로 가장 많이 쓰이는 원자재가 모래라고 하는데요. 이유는?
It's actually an essential ingredient to our everyday lives, which is the primary substance used in construction of roads, bridges, high-speed trains, and so much more. But climate scientists say it's facing a shortage because, well, we never thought we'd be running out of sand, but there are some places that it has started to run out.
그래서 길, 다리, 그리고 고속열차 등 우리 생활에 가장 필수적인 것들을 만드는데 많이 사용이 된다고 하는데요. 정말 몰랐는데 어느 곳에서는 모래가 점점 줄어들고 있다고 하네요.
Last piece of news. 날씨와 함께 풀리는 땅. 해빙기 안전사고 주의. Ground getting warmer with the weather. The thawing season. Watch out for safety hazards.
날씨가 풀린다라고 하면
the weather is getting nicer. It's thawing. 해빙기라고 하면 it means to thaw as the ice melts.
추운 겨울철에는 지표면 상에 수분이 얼어서 땅이 부풀어 오르게 되는데요. 봄이 오면서 이 기온이 오르면서 얼음이 녹아 땅이 꺼지고
약해진다고 합니다.
And so that's the reason why if the ground gets weak, different accidents can occur, and nearly half of them are caused by rock slides. And so 해빙기 때 일어난 사고를 보면 낙석이 절반 가까이 차지하면서 가장 많다고 하는데요. 봄을 맞이해 산에 오르는 분들이 있으실 텐데 hopefully lots of people are staying safe as they go out to the mountains. 다른 기간보다 남은 눈과 얼음에 미끄러진 사고가 다른 기간보다 높았다고 하니 hope everybody stays safe. You know, many people are going out to the mountains, especially in the springtime, so you got to be extra careful because the number of accidents, you know, kind of rises in this time of the year because the remaining ice and snow were higher than other seasons as well. So keep that in mind as you head out. In the meantime, we'll leave you guys with Leona Lewis, Footprints in the Sand.